ABC. Coast FM.
Imagine editing a film on sound alone. You can't rely on any visuals because you're blind. Gough, aka Dave Gray Jr., is a blind filmmaker, author, and comedian. And I don't think that cuts it. I think there's more to that resume as well. But he's just released his latest short film. He's the first legally blind person to have written, produced, edited, directed, and starred in a feature film. And previously, he did the same with a very special documentary. This new short film, though, is called The Heather Roses Interview. We'll talk more about this, the process, and how you make a movie when you can't see. But welcome along. Gough, good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott. Thank you very much for having me in.
Now, where do you start? You want to make a film. Do you do all of this? You take on the whole entire load yourself.
Yep.
Where do you begin, given that you cannot see?
Well, obviously I start with writing it. So clearly I've got to get the germ of the idea, and then I write it. I write what I want to produce, and then I've got to try and figure out how I'm going to make it. So it's I kind of probably should do it the other way around. Might be a little bit more easier. Try and figure what my limitations are, and then try and write around that. But I don't do that. So I write my idea, and then try and obviously I fund my work myself, and so I try and get the funds together, and then I just crack straight in, get straight into it.
All right. So what needs? Or maybe go straight back to your sight. What can you see? How good is your sight? You're legally blind.
Okay, I can't see at all out of my right eye, and have less than 10% vision out of my left. So that that constitutes being legally blind. So I wear glasses, as people would see, but they just make it so I can read print. So without the glasses, I can't read print.
All right. So what needs to be modified from shooting the films right through to editing? What do you have to do differently when you're making a movie?
Well, unfortunately, there's not a lot of modifications that can be made. The only thing that I've really got different is my computer speaks to me. So when I'm writing, for example, it'll just... it can either talk along, or I can play it back, like the typing, I mean. But as far as shooting, obviously a camera's a camera, and so there's not much, unless I had a lot more money, there's not a lot more I can do to a camera, so it's pretty much just aim and hope for the best with the shooting. So I find that, obviously, that's the most difficult thing to do. And with editing, it's basically, yeah, just load the vision and do it all by sound. So it's like editing a 90-minute radio play, pretty much.
So you jump behind the camera, and you shoot and you star in this short film, The Heather Roses Interview. It's a bit of a parody. Tell me more about it.
Okay, well, I thought why not create a character being Heather Roses, who's had a very interesting life. Maybe think Paris Hilton in 20, 30 years' time.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, there's multiple marriages, run-ins with the law, all kinds of career opportunities been and gone. And so I thought, with some interesting cutaways showing a few of her past achievements and glories and not-so-glorious moments. And so, that's pretty much that film. So it takes you all the way through this Heather Roses and her life story, pretty much.
Now, you're a funny bloke. And do you blame your dad for that? Ugly Dave Gray. What sort of role? It's been somewhat of a hindrance, you describe.
Oh, well, back 10 or so years ago, I used to do a lot of stand-up comedy around Australia, and I've toured overseas doing stand-up comedy. But in Australia, obviously, everybody knows who my father is, so it does present a bit of a problem, because you're always being compared. So, you know, no matter what I did, you know, they always said, oh, it's just like his father, or he's ripping that off his father, or things like that, you know, which obviously wasn't the case. We do very different sort of shtick, you know. So it wasn't, but overseas it was great. But unfortunately, work visas and whatnot are not so easy to get. So, I wasn't able to head back over, which I would have liked. But as I was saying to you earlier, Scott, it doesn't bother me that much, because this sort of production work and running my own production company, Beer Nuts Productions, and, writing my books and audio downloads and stuff that I do, that's really what I always wanted to do originally anyway. So, you know, the comedy was only supposed to really be a bit of a stepping stone and to what I want to do.
It's 4:15. You're listening to 91.7 ABC Gold Coast, and he changed his name. He now goes by the name of Gough, and yes, he does all of this and across all different platforms. Tell me about the documentary, because this was almost a claim to fame in going in the direction and possibly a platform for what you're doing now. But it was a really tough one, I'd imagine, for you, given it was based on your story.
Well, yeah, I basically... I got, how should we say, a little bit miffed with the fact that, I think Nicole, your producer, might be laughing. We were describing the hilarity of the word miffed earlier on. But, I was getting a little bit miffed that I wasn't able to, people weren't really understanding what my capabilities were and what I could do and what I couldn't do and that sort of thing. And so I figured to best sort of describe things like disability and depression and those sorts of things, it would be better if I tell my story and then obviously interview experts about that, because if you give people a real life example, it makes it easier to understand. So that was sort of the thought process of why I include my own story in the documentary. But yeah, the documentary, we got tons of great people to give us some fantastic insight, you know, for education and for disability education and employment, which is obviously very difficult when you've got a disability. And yeah, just some even things like I lost my eyesight through the whooping cough jab when I was a baby. So talking about immunization, which is obviously a pretty touchy subject. So there's a lot of different content through the documentary that I think people would find really, really interesting.
So how old were you as a young toddler? Well, when you went blind?
I'm not 100% sure. I think you're about 12 weeks old when you have the whooping cough jab. So yeah, it pretty much, it's a cross between a stroke and a brain hemorrhage, which is what happened to me. So, and that obviously caused me to lose my sight.
You've had many ups and downs since then, and now you're high on life, aren't you? And doing what you're doing, you're making money from what you love. You're in your home studio making short films like the Heather Roses interview. Do you consider yourself an inspiration to others?
I don't know about that. Like I always, it's not something I like to consider myself as, because I think my logic is, and it could be wrong, could be right, but my thought process is that I'm doing what I want to do. And so why should that not happen just because I have a disability? Like if I wanted to be a builder or a truck driver, like, you know, I know the wild examples, but if I wanted to do that, then why shouldn't I be allowed to do what I want to do? So I just think that I think that you shouldn't allow your disability to get in the way of the career path that you want to do. I just think you should go ahead and do it. Yeah.